Okay, hi guys. So, have any of you guys been to Oregon? Yeah, you have? Well, that's cool. Okay, and do you guys know what the FBI is? Yeah? So the FBI is like the police, but more important, they work for the whole country. So, 2 years ago, my family and my cousins, we went to Oregon. We were staying at this little hotel. We had two rooms. There was one for the boys and one for the girls. So me, my sister, my cousin, we were all playing in our room, and then the phone rang. It's one of the phones that's connected to the hotel. So we picked it up, and what we heard was, "Hello, this is the FBI. We noticed some suspicious activity in your room. We are on our way now. Don't move." We got pretty scared. So we all just kind of stood there looking at each other because we were really scared. And then the phone rang again. So my cousin picked it up, said, "Hello, this is the FBI," but she slammed it down because she didn't want to hear the rest of it. So we ran across to the boys' room and we told them what was going on. And so for some reason, they wanted to get called by the FBI. So they went across to our room in the hopes of getting called. So we waited for them to come back, but they didn't come back. Instead, the phone rang from their room. So we picked it up, said, "Hello, this is the FBI. We noticed some suspicious activity in your room. We are on our way now. Don't move." There were some tears shed. My sister was sure we were all going to get arrested and go to jail. My cousin was having a mental breakdown on the bed. And then the boys came in, and you know what they said? They said it was all a prank. They used Google Translate to sound like someone else to pretend to be the FBI. But do you know who will never do that? Jesus. He'll never pretend to be someone else or lie to you at all, because he loves you. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you that you will never pretend to be the FBI. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Please stand as we sing our first song called Cornerstone. You may be seated. Now, this next song might be a little new to you. We're excited to sing it for you guys. This is called I Speak Jesus.
Thank you. let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for all of your gifts. I'm so thankful for people who's around me. God, thank you for every single opportunity what you give. Sometimes life becomes difficult for me, and I think you don't love me. But God, I know that you're near. I know you love me. I know you heal me. I know you bless me, God. Please heal all of those who are hurting. Give them peace in their hearts. Be with them. Be with people who are in war. Be with people in Israel. Be with people in Ukraine. Give them peace. Give everybody's here peace and heart, God. I know you hear me. I know you now hear, God. Open our hearts, open our minds for you, and do your miracles from us. I know you can do this. Be with us in every single second of our lives. Thank you so much for your love, God. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Today's scripture reading is found in 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions.
Good morning, Woodside Church. My name is Brody Barr, and I'm a senior at SAA. We are so happy to be here with you this morning, and your supportive essay makes it so many of us can attend and participate in groups like this. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for how you show up for our school. This first song you will hear from our Orion Sound is a piece called Rejoice Exceedingly. It is so joyful and a wonderful way to start our program. We hope you enjoy. Good morning again, church. Thank you for having us. We've heard from quite a few of our students today musically. We even heard from one of our seniors, Brody, thanking you. One of the things that we also want to do this morning is we want to highlight some of our other students, specifically in terms of what we think we're giving our students is just opportunities to develop faith, opportunities to serve. So we want our students to, in their own words, introduce themselves and speak to those two things specifically. So I've got this student up here right now. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, young man?
Hi, my name is Wesley Rodriguez. I'm in the 12th grade at SAA.
All right, Wesley, you're a 12th grader at SAA. Wesley, I assume that you are having a good school experience this year.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So what a great answer. Yes, yes. So, Wesley, let's dive into that just a little bit more. Wesley, I know why you like SAA, why you love SAA. Can you tell the church here, why do you like SAA? Why do you love it?
So there's a couple of things. I'll just go over some. So number one for me, I appreciate the teachers always willing to help in any situation. Like it doesn't even have to be about school. It could be something that's you're thinking about and you just need some help on. Mm-hmm. And they're always willing to help. Also, I really appreciate the environment too. Students always cheering for each other when sports or like when we're playing sports or in any kind of activity, like music in general too. Like you'll have people show up that like it just makes you feel so much better that you're performing. You feel more confident too.
Amen. Right? Supportive teachers who care about you, who work with you, supportive friends who are pushing you to do better, who are engaged in school spirit. Fantastic. So SAA is a pretty good place. Wesley, I think that you do a good job of making SAA a good place. Can you talk about some of the choices and things that you do that help make SAA a better place?
So the way I try to help SAA become a better place is I like to coach the middle school football team, both girls and boys. This year we did really good. Boys actually made it and won the championship. So I feel like in that sense I help. That's how I like to help SAA is by helping the younger grades kind of like learn how to work hard for things and know that you should put God first in everything you do too.
Again, amen, right? A senior who is contributing his time to support elementary students. That's fantastic. So, Wesley, we are here at one of our supporting churches. This church does a great deal for us. You and every other student at our school is blessed by their support. What would you say to this church and others that support the opportunities that you're given at SAA?
I'd like to say, number one, thank you. By your supporting us, there's more opportunities for students, and also it gives us just have like the chance to do these things and help others as well, just becoming better people in general.
That's right. That is what we are trying to do, support the mission of students' development so that they can support and bless others. So, church, I just want to echo what Wesley is sharing. Thank you so much for what you do, for not just Wesley, but for all of our students.
This next song from Bel Canto is entitled Simple Gifts. It is a traditional shaker that talks about how we can be content and satisfied in this world. It is not through anything that we do or attain. It is through God's grace and love.
My name is Derek De Los Reyes. Our next song, City Called Heaven, is an African-American spiritual that takes lyrics from the traditional spiritual, Poor Pilgrim of Sorrow. You can hear the weight and hardship in the accompaniment and how the choir sings. The song emphasizes keeping our eyes on heaven. Through trial and tribulation, heaven is our goal.
It's so wide world. I ain't got no hope, got no hope for tomorrow. I'm trying to make it, make heaven my home. Sometimes I just don't know which way to turn. Oh, I heard of a city called heaven. I'm trying to make it, make heaven my home.
Sometimes I'm tossed and I'm dreaming, Lord.
Sometimes I just don't know which way to turn. Oh, of a city called heaven. I'm trying to make it, make heaven my home.
Thank you for that bel canto. All right, I get to interview a few more students. Students, you know who you are. Come on up here. Grab a microphone. Grab a microphone. All right, one of you kind of stole the show a minute ago and already introduced himself. But go ahead and introduce yourselves again and tell the church who you are, what grade you're in, et cetera, okay?
I'm Beth Malouf. I'm a senior.
I'm Derek De Los Reyes, and I'm also a senior.
All right, you too, seniors invested within our program. What are some of the organizations that you're connected to this year at SAA?
I'm in our student association. I'm our treasurer this year.
I'm also in our student association, and I am our religious vice president, and I am also involved in the blood drive.
All right, fantastic. So two seniors who are involved in music, also involved in service activities. Can you talk about some of those service activities at SAA this year? What are the things, basically, that you're doing to bless others at school or within the community?
There's a ton of different things that we do. For SA, we host banquets and events that help bring the community of students together so that we can all connect and learn more and grow with each other. And in terms of the blood drive, we essentially help those in need. Every 2 to 3 seconds, someone needs blood. And by doing the blood drives, we are able to reach out and help more and more people around us.
Beth, what about you? What are some of the things that you're doing in terms of service to bless others?
I'm SA, so SA plans events to help our student body get closer and get more connected with each other and with God.
Absolutely. So, same question I asked Wesley earlier. Derek, Beth, when we come to places like this, and we know that this church is so supportive of SAA, and that's SA, that's blood drive, that's many of the things, actually all of the things that happen on campus. What would you say to this church and this part of our larger community?
Thank you for your support, and please keep supporting. We really appreciate all the opportunities that you give us.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much, church. We cannot do what we do. These kids don't get this opportunity unless we keep doing it. Pastor Randy and I talked about this earlier. Let's stay faithful to the mission together. Beth, Derek, thank you so much.
Hello, Lord, it's me, your child. I have faith. You see it's on my mind right now. I'm faced with big decisions, and I'm wondering if you have a minute, 'cause right now I don't hear you so well, and I was wondering you could speak up. I know that you told the well, so I could sit with you in person and hear you saying, but right now I just can't hear you. I don't doubt your sovereignty. I doubt my ability to hear what you say and to do the right things, but and then that they want to do the right things. But right now I don't hear you so well, and I was wondering you could speak up. I know that you tore the well, so I could sit with you in person and hear you saying, but right now I just can't hear you. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I think you are telling me to wait. And though passion has never been mine, Lord, I will wait to hear from you. Oh Lord, I'm waiting on you. Right now I don't hear so well, and I was wondering you could speak up. I know that you tore the well, so I could sit with you in person and hear you saying, but right now I think you're whispering, God.
All right. We've got one more interview to share with you, church. So students, come on up. And you know the drill. Okay, let's start. Introduce yourselves to the church.
Okay, my name is Dasha, and I'm senior.
Okay. My name is Ori, and I'm also senior.
All right, thank you both. So, slightly different twist on this interview. The two of you have gone through some challenges, some significant challenges this last year. Can you share that with the church this morning?
Yeah, of course. So last year, on December, my parents and I had to move from Poland to United States because of war in Ukraine and inflation, and it was hard to live in Europe, and the prices for food and gasoline and rent rose. Yeah, so... it was so difficult for us to come here and started the new life without nothing. Yeah.
So my story kind of similar to Dasha's, but I moved by myself. That was almost 2 years ago. And I moved to Portland before Sacramento. That was so difficult for me because I was only me. I was 16 years old in that moment. And I remember that child who came to United States with big dreams, you know, like American dream, right? I think everybody of us have some dreams. So that was so difficult because like all your plans are ruins right here because like you don't know how to leave. You don't know language. You don't know everything, anything. I don't know. So that was so difficult for me, so challenging, be by myself and trying to survive.
I can't imagine. 16, 17-year-old Matt would not have been as strong and as polished, as tough as the two of you. You are both absolutely incredible. So you have overcome a great deal, and you have found a place, you have found a home at SAA. Can you talk about some of the ways that you've been blessed by being a part of SAA?
For me, it's a blessing to be in SAA, like Christian community, every day, every single minute with those people, with our classmates, Cleany, Derek. I found new friends, and it blessed me.
For me, community is probably the biggest blessing what I ever like. Feel in SAA, the smiles of people, because people in SAA usually smiling, and this is inspiring. So the vibe what people have, like the Christianity in their souls, this is super nice. And I feel so blessed, like a family, a home. I remember last year when just my date just came, and I feel like that's going to be so hard for me. And I talked to Mrs. Piner because I planned to like go to the online education and don't do school like in SAA anymore. But I came to the office and I started crying because I felt like this is my home. This is the place where I am happy. And and I'm so just thankful. I feel like in SAA, this is the place where I am grow.
Amen. I hear it in both of your voices. You have been blessed by friends, by teachers. You have found a family far, far from your original homes. And that's why we're here. So I'm going to ask these ladies the same question I asked Wesley and Derek and Beth. We get to be a family at SAA each and every day because of supportive places like the Woodside Seventh-day Adventist Church. What would you say to the church here today that has so faithfully supported us over the years?
Continue to support SAA because in our school, especially in our school, God works so much miracles in our students' heart and teachers, and it's a blessing for us to be here.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for every help what you guys do. This is so helpful, and this is so, like, this is so blessing for me, because I feel this is my home, this is my people, and this I can thank you guys for this.
Yes. Amen. Woodside, thank you for being our people. Thank you for creating a home for our students every day. Ori, Dasha, thank you.
Well, Bel Canto's getting set. The last song that we have to share for you as our choral group is a piece called Song of the Wanderer, and it's written by a gentleman named Dan Forrest. He is a composer, choral director down in North Carolina, and if you appreciate organ music or are looking for good piano arrangements to play in the church setting, he is a name that you would want to look up. He has absolutely fantastic music. But he wrote this piece. It's very thoughtful. It's very contemplative, poetic, if you will. And it goes through seasons. We go through seasons here. We're finally experiencing fall. Coming from the Midwest, I very much miss fall. And so it's wonderful to have that here now. But it also, the song uses that as a metaphor. It's going through the seasons that we experience physically around us, but the seasons that we walk through in life. And it is a prayer, and it goes through it. It goes through pondering redemption, and sometimes redemption through pain and suffering. But you hear hints, very subtle hints, of a song called Old Hundreds, which is also called the Doxology. So you hear hints of the Doxology throughout the song. And at the very end, it just opens up very quietly into a peaceful prayer of praise and thanks through the Doxology. So I hope that you have enjoyed listening to the hard work of these kids, and we hope that you have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath.
Thank you.
As we transition here, I'll have Orion Sound come up. And as Orion Sound's coming up, I just want to say one more time, church, thank you for having us. Pastor Randy, thank you for having us. We greatly appreciate your ongoing support. And I just want to one more time also thank Ms. Piersanti, Ms. Negretti, and Mr. Ratchath. Thank you so much for blessing our students and leading them each and every day. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for these moments where we can simply worship and acknowledge how good you are to us. Thank you for giving us a community in the form of this church. Thank you for giving us community in the form of our school. Help us to take the experience of these moments in which we are so close to one another and we're so close to you. Help us to be inspired by your Spirit to bring others into this place too, so that they too can share in knowing the hope and joy of a relationship with you. Bless us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.